95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is filling in for Sluggo today.
Yeah.
That was
dead air.
Yeah. Song ended. I like to let it breathe.
That's one way to do it.
Give it a little
train come through there.
Yeah, at the end of it, you just like to hear it kind of fade out.
Yeah.
That's my plan. That's
and
how I do it.
Scene.
Right.
There
exactly.
You go.
Right. So that's how I run things. Thank you for filling in for Sluggo today.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Have a good time.
Coming up on today's show, we are going to do Gimme Five. That's five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme.
Gimme Five.
And the theme is States of the United States.
States of the United States?
I mean, I don't think it's put that
state
way.
Of
I
panic.
Believe it's...
State of destruction.
No, like I think it's more like California,
Pennsylvania,
like a state
oh, okay.
in the United States.
Oh, are there enough songs?
There
in
are.
The library to cover that.
Yeah,
we have 50.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, give me five. Well,
we just only need five.
We just need five.
Yeah, we stopped doing give me 50 a long time ago.
We should play 10 at a time.
Things you've done to see concerts.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if you've I don't know if you've seen the Taylor Swift nonsense.
Break them up.
Which I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care
about
right.
it all.
One
but
bit.
But Ticketmaster has one job.
Yeah, sell tickets.
Sell tickets.
And it's not that much.
Not only that, they tack a bunch of fees on top of everything, and then it's gone down. They go down more than. A hooker. It's insane how often through the years it just keeps happening and keeps happening. You would think by now.
They'd have kind of figured it out.
Yeah.
You know, I've really admired and really hoped for more from Pearl Jam back in the day.
Yes. If anybody could have pulled it off at that time, it was them.
It was them.
Yeah.
Now we need you, Taylor.
Oof.
So Taylor Swift, if you're listening, and I know you're not, please do something.
I assume she listens to this show.
She might.
Station.
When she's in
at
town.
All time, sure.
Hi, this is Taylor Swift. When I'm in town, I crank KLOS.
I'm sure that's the deal. I wouldn't doubt it.
Thanks,
we have a feature called What Happens Next, where you get to guess what happens next. And the KLOS $100,000 name game. Before 4 o'clock, your chance to win $3,400.
Yeah. But you won't.
So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo's out today, and Stu is filling in for him.
Yep.
Just in time to play What Happens Next.
Oh, yeah. This is a new one. I don't know. What does happen
What happens next?
Next?
So I start a story. This is a, unfortunately, this is a press briefing.
Okay.
With the police.
Oh, the actual police?
Yes.
Authorities? Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And I'm going to play the beginning of it, and then I'm going to ask you what happened.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
All right.
At approximately 09:36 this morning, unfortunately, we had an unfortunate event here at South Vermillion High School. There was a class that was being taught through a program that is teaching new students how to become a police officer. Tim Despinnett, a Vermillion County Sheriff's Deputy with 19 years of service of the department. It was the instructor for this the class. And they were going through scenarios today about how to deal with a bad guy.
All right. So they were going through scenarios about how to deal with a bad guy.
How to deal with a bad guy.
And the guy was there to teach them how to become...
A bad guy. Oh,
no,
cop.
Well, yeah, depending on your interpretation. Yes. So what happened next?
And then, I know, but I actually heard about this.
You did?
Yeah, and a streaker all of a sudden like blew through the classroom, disrupted the whole thing, but they didn't get him.
Yeah, that's not what happened.
That's not what happened?
No.
It was a different story. That happened somewhere.
It did?
No.
No. The guy, the police officer,
yeah.
who was teaching them
the
to
teacher.
Be...
Yeah.
The teacher.
Right.
His gun went off.
Uh-oh.
For real.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, in the event, a student was struck by a round from a service revolver that Deputy Despinnett had. Once that did occur, the first aid was immediately administered to the student. That student then was subsequently transported to a local hospital in Terre Haute, where that individual was receiving medical care. It's a superficial wound, non-life-threatening, and there will be no surgery for that student.
You're going over backwards to say
superficial.
He's really quite okay.
Yeah, ask the student. Let's say, no, I'm not okay.
Can you imagine?
I got a bullet hole in my toe, dude.
Can you imagine being that police officer who's up there trying to teach students how to be a cop?
Now, Deputy Do Right says to don't aim your gun just any old place. You want to point it down.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is filling in for Sluggo.
Yeah.
Couldn't help but notice your little toy there.
Yeah.
Your little assistant.
I wish it was a toy.
You're down a wheel. What happened?
Yeah. Got a busted fibula.
Fibula?
Fibula. That's a...
What is that? Just around your shin? Oh, ankle.
Ankle bone. Yeah. Busted ankle.
Uh-huh.
Had it for a month now. I've got all the cool accoutrements.
How did that happen?
That happened on an aborted motorcycle ride that I was taking part in. We weren't even really out of town. And
so wait, you hadn't left yet?
No, we had left. We
were just gathering together?
There was a whole bunch of guys, and we were all going up to Kernville for the weekend. It was a Biltwell party, and one of the guys that I was in the group with, the one dude I actually didn't know.
Right.
But everybody, he's a good guy.
Everybody's like, no, he's cool, he's cool.
He's totally cool. Oh! And I don't know. I don't know what happened, but he crashed into me, and I went down.
He crashed into you?
Yeah, he crashed into me.
How? No, how?
I don't know.
Head on?
No, from behind.
Oh.
But
sounds sexy.
Hey, all the fun things come with risk.
Yes.
And I've had a lot of fun.
But what happened? Did you stop unexpectedly?
No. I did not stop unexpectedly.
Okay.
I stopped to make a turn, and there was another guy that stopped with me, and then the fella behind me just didn't stop.
Why?
I don't know.
You didn't ask him?
Well, I didn't ask him right then, but I don't know. He might have been reading a book or something. I don't know. But
I feel like that's the first thing I would want to know is, hey,
why'd you crash into me?
Why would you not stop seeing that I'm stopped?
Yeah, I don't know. I felt that if there was an obvious answer, I would have come. I didn't feel the need to actually ask the question.
You were assuming that it probably was, just he wasn't paying attention.
Probably.
Yeah.
It happens. I've crashed into people from behind. Not on my motorcycle ever, but, you know, you've probably hit someone from behind, too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, in a car.
Yeah.
That's a little different, because you have a bumper.
It's a good thing.
I didn't have a bumper.
No, not really. I had fender. But I had a fender.
Had a fender, and had a full ankle.
Yeah.
Until now. How long are you wearing the boot?
Well, I've been in this boot for a month, and probably have at least another couple, 2-3 weeks, maybe 4.
Wow.
Let's get some PT. You should see the asymmetry between my left leg and my right leg, because my right leg is getting worked out.
Sure.
Hey, I'm buff.
Right.
Left leg noodle. Not so.
Are you going to have to take a lot? How long is it going to be for rehab?
I don't know. It kind of largely depends on me and how hard I want to hit it. But trust me, as soon as I can hit it, I'm going to hit it.
It was very funny because Stu, who's filling in for Sluggo, forgot his headphones. He was like, oh, I forgot my headphones. I got to go get them. And then he has to go get the thing and turn it around.
Yeah, the knee roller. I got the knee roller. I got the peg leg knee hop-along thing. I got crutches and stuff.
I haven't seen the peg leg thing.
Well, you know, it's not convenient here in the office.
No, but I'd like to see it. It's funny.
I'll be rocking it tonight, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I don't know where you're going to be tonight.
I'm going to the Bowling for Ronnie thing.
Oh, you're going to bowl?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
With the peg leg.
I don't know if I'm going to bowl. If they have a shoe that'll fit the peg leg thing, you know, I'm in.
I'm guessing they won't.
I can throw a gutter ball good as anybody, dude.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo today. We're going to play the KLOS $100,000 name game again very soon.
Soon this hour, huh?
Yes, because we didn't do it last hour because of the phones, surprisingly. Didn't work.
What a snowball's chance in hell of that happening
super
again.
Super weird.
No way.
Vandalism freed thousands of mink at a rural northwest Ohio farm.
Mink?
Leaving an estimated 10,000 mink running free.
I didn't think there were 10,000 mink in the world.
I wouldn't have thought so either.
Wow. 10,000 mink.
And apparently that's bad. Apparently that's bad.
How'd they get out? How'd they escape?
I think the group Alf.
Alf?
Is taking credit for it, and they painted Alf, We'll Be Back.
Oh.
And that's a group known as the Animal Liberation Front.
We'll be waiting.
Yes.
Oh.
So they, I think they're the ones that were doing it.
Wow. So they set 10,000 minks free.
Can you imagine? 10,000 of anything. And these minks are...
Yeah, they're like big old cats, aren't they?
Yes, they're like big cats. Yeah. Exactly.
Only I don't want to make a fur coat out of my cat.
Agreed.
Or a mink, really, but...
Agreed. Yeah. I don't know why they exist other than coats.
Mm-hmm. So what happened next?
So 10,000 of them went running crazy, and everybody... panicked, and they started calling hunters, because having minks out there is bad for turkeys and chickens and everything else, that other kinds of animals that are out there.
Mink?
Yes.
Wait, why? I don't get that.
They're predator.
Don't
I
go.
Guess.
Oh, they'll go and attack the, yeah. the turkeys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. We're hungry. We're mink. We're coming for you.
Right. So they called in. They called in hunters to take out the mink. This is a
that makes sense.
Terrible
sure.
story.
I got Ted Nugent on speed dial. Let's get him.
Here's the story on the news.
Okay.
I got a couple cool ones. Gray, white, black, brown.
You make coats?
We're probably going to make coats for Christmas.
Oh, there it is. There's the joke. You mean coats? We're probably going to make them for Christmas.
Yeah.
We got all kind of colors.
I'm going to come in and let them all loose and, you know, unintended consequences be damned.
More than 25,000 mink released.
I'm sorry, 25,000. Oh, I thought it was 10,000.
Jeez.
25,000.
Today, causing a surge of mink hunters in Van Wert County, Ohio. The Lion Farms USA Mink Farm had its cages and fences vandalized, allowing their mink to escape. The manager of the farm thinks the group Animal Liberation Front is behind the break-in. To make sure the mink don't affect the local ecosystem, hunters were deployed to the ditch where the mink escaped.
So they actually asked for hunters to come out and say, hey, we have a problem.
You
take out the mink.
How fun.
Right.
Nifty Holland was in Van Wert earlier today and has the story. Now, a warning to some viewers, this story contains graphic content.
Yeah, as you can see, there's quite a few mink hunters behind me. Some of them told me they even took off work just to hunt today.
Isn't that crazy? They got the call.
I would take off work.
Hey, I can't come in today because I'm hunting mink. I'm hunting some mink.
You mean you're going...
No, I'm hunting mink.
Mink.
And that's not a euphemism.
Using a wide arrangement of weapons, everything from...
Okay, now here's the weird part. This is a strange little part. And I understand the story fully up until this point. But they brought a wide range of weapons.
Yeah, the hunters.
To hunt the mink.
Oh, what else they bring?
Listen.
Ale. The Lion Farms USA Mink Farm had its cages and fences vandalized, allowing their mink to escape. The manager of the farm thinks the group Animal Liberation Front is behind the break-in.
Right.
To make sure the mink don't affect the local ecosystem, hunters were deployed to the ditch where the mink escaped. Ethan Dolan was in Van Wert earlier today and has the story now.
We already heard this whole report. Sorry about that.
A warning to some viewers. This story contains graphic content.
As you can see, there's quite a few mink hunters behind me. Some of them told me they even took off work just to hunt today. They're using a wide arrangement of weapons, everything from guns to golf clubs.
I'm sorry.
I got a couple cool ones.
Hold on.
Gray.
I heard him say golf clubs.
He did.
Golf clubs.
Everything from guns.
Everything.
To golf clubs.
So, yeah, nunchucks, bow and arrow. Golf clubs, though. Golf clubs.
Golf clubs? Like, who shows up with a golf club?
I'm out of ammo.
To take out a mink.
How about a sandwich?
No.
No?
No. No. Why don't they look at the guy with the sandwich and go, no.
No, you can't come, sir.
You go somewhere else.
Go golf.
We don't want you out here.
But, you know, I don't want a bullet hole in my new mink sweater or whatever.
But do you want it?
I want to bludgeon this mink and, yeah, that's not so.
What are they doing?
You know what?
What are they doing in Hawaii? In Ohio?
They're hunting and they're playing golf. Here's what you do. There's an overabundance of mink. There's an overabundance of golfers.
Okay, so you...
So you set the mink free.
Okay.
You set the golfers after them.
With the golf clubs.
Then you send in the Ted Nugent Brigade.
To clean up the golfers?
Boom!
Give me five.
Give me five. Songs in a row.
Five songs in a row.
With Kevin and Sluggo.
The theme. Today's theme is states. United States. The first song we're playing is Sweet Home Alabama on 95.5 KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo.
I'm playing air violin, dude. Woo! Fiddle.
We are doing Give Me Five, which is five songs in a row with a theme, and the theme is states in the United States.
Oh, this country.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, how about California Girls by David Lee Roth?
Any song with a cowbell.
I'm doing it.
That works for me.
Hell yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo. That was Gimme Five. The theme was states in the United States. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. There's a Lego bridge in Germany that you can walk across.
What? Really?
You don't remember learning that today on the show?
Oh, hold on. I remember now. Right. That's right.
Squirrels are behind most power outages in the United States.
That would explain why some of them are always glowing.
Those little sons of bitches.
Yeah, I saw one yesterday. I forgot to mention that earlier when we were talking about it.
Sure. And you're more likely to get a computer virus from visiting religious sites than porn sites.
I believe that. I do not doubt that. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. All right, listen, speaking of phones.
Yeah.
This is absolutely last call for these tickets.
I know this was shocking, and
we have 4 tickets to see Elton John tonight.
How do we get them?
At Dodger Stadium.
What?
It's tonight, though.
It's tonight.
So we'll take caller 13, but don't call if you can't go tonight, if you can't actually make it to Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, for sure. And you want to do it to where we can give you all 4 tickets if you can use them.
Yes.
Or if you're a good person and you can't use them, you tell us.
And we'll take another caller.
We'll take another caller.
And give them a pair of tickets.
So if it's a real crapshoot.
So 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Stu is in for Sluggo today. We're giving away some very, very, very last minute tickets to see Elton John.
Yeah.
Tonight.
It's amazing.
Tonight at Dodger Stadium.
That this even came up.
KLOS, who's this?
DJ.
DJ? You are caller 13.
Dude.
Oh, hell yeah.
Now wait, can you make it to Dodger Stadium tonight?
Yeah, I'm 4 miles away. I live in Atwater Village.
Fantastic.
That's kismet.
He goes on stage at 8 o'clock, so you do have a little bit of time to get there. Can you use 4 tickets or only 2?
Yeah?
Yes. I need 4.
You need 4. Okay. I'm going to stretch out on all 4 seats.
You're going by yourself, but you're taking all 4 tickets.
No, I'm taking my teens because I want to give them some culture in these shows that I've seen growing up, and Ticketmaster is killing me lately with
fantastic
DJ listener of the day. Yeah,
DJ for the win. 95.5 KLOS, yeah. Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is filling in for Sluggo today.
It's like the first time I've ever heard that song.
The phones are our enemy, and we tried to do the $100,000 name game.
Yeah,
and we couldn't because the phones went down.
I just wanted to take the money.
So I think what we're gonna do, I think we fixed it.
You think I fixed it?
I think Stu fixed it. Correct. So we're going to try it right now.
Let's do.
And see if we could get caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Be caller 13, and we'll try to play the $100,000 name game.
And you can lose at the $100,000 name game.
It's up to $3,400, so good luck.
It's going up to $10,000. That's what I think.
Rush, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon with Stu filling in for Sluggo.
And playing air drums.
We think the phones are working now.
We
can play the KLOS $100,000 name game from last hour, which is when it was worth $3,400. KLOS, who's this?
This is Amy.
Amy. Yes! Amy can hear us. Amy, you're caller 13.
No way.
Yes way. Which means
all right, I got through.
You get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game from last hour.
Yeah.
It is worth $3,400. Now, I'm not positive how this happened, but I can tell you the last 2 guesses. The last 2 guesses were plutonium.
What was the other one?
And also plutonium.
What? How did that happen?
Which means when Marcy was playing, she told them that plutonium was one of the last guesses, and then they guessed plutonium again.
Yeah. Which is what you might do right now.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that.
Do you want
to
make it 3, or would you like to guess your own?
No, I'll
we're
make
looking,
a new guess.
We're looking for the name of an element you'd find on the periodic table for $3,400. Okay. What's your guess?
I'm going to go with neon.
Neon, but incorrect.
All right.
I'm sorry. Thank you for trying. It'll be worth.
All right.
Thank you. It'll be worth $3,600. We're going to do it again later this hour. I think. I mean, depending on the phones.
Yeah, you know, it's a crapshoot. That's me.
Did you play the mouth organ?
Mouth? No.
I'm just asking. Hey, should we do the?
Let's do the what do you call the thing?
The name game.
That's right.
The name game.
To the phones and see KLOS. Who is this? Hello?
This is Sean.
Yeah! You are caller 13.
I thought I'd be the caller 47.
Well, you can be.
I mean, do you not want it?
I would prefer to be 13.
You can punt it. Okay.
All right.
So the KLOS $100,000 name game is up to $3,600.
Okay.
The last two incorrect answers that we got were plutonium.
Plutonium.
Twice. And that's probably still not the right answer.
Twice,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, uh-huh. It's probably still bad. And then neon.
Correct.
Was the other one.
So, if you were to make a guess, what would it be for $3,600?
The Latin name is plumbum. PB is the symbol. It's lead, like as in Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Lead. All
lead.
Right.
That was good. Okay.
That was creative. Not right, but creative.
You don't seem to care about anything.
We give you points for creativity.
Well, yeah. you know what's upsetting?
What?
I had Scarface. I was trying to get through.
Oh, no.
I was listening to the radio when the guy said, "Say hello to my little friend." I'm like, "Oh, God. Oh, God." There was a humongous pause, and I'm like, "Oh, my God, it's the right one."
Yeah, that's frustrating. Yep. But your guess this hour is not right.
Amazing.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, man.
See you.
Bye. Bye. All right. So for the 5 o'clock hour between 5 and 6, it will be $3,800.
Wow.
And we have another chance for you, funds permitting, to do the KLOS $100,000 name game. What? It is up to
$3,800.
$3,800? Yes, thank you for
the
excitement.
It's going to go a lot higher than that.
And that is before 6 o'clock.
You loved it. You know,
you loved it? Don't act like you did.
I jump rope. I do it. I actually jump rope. I'm good at it, too. And now you've ruined it.
Hold up.
For me.
You still jump rope?
Yeah,
man. You're kidding. You're joking.
Well, I don't jump rope with a broken ankle, but when I'm whole, I jump rope.
For what? Exercise?
Yeah, man. I would go in the backyard. And
you don't jump rope in the backyard.
I jump rope in my backyard.
You don't. No one does.
I can't. I'll bring my rope in here and I'll jump rope to prove that I can jump like a badass.
It's not a skill people brag about.
It should be.
It's a 12-year-old girl brags about that.
No, I don't do like with my two friends, you know, swinging the jump and then a pickup jacks or whatever.
Then don't talk about it. Then get jump rope.
Like a boxer jumps rope.
Get jump rope out of your mouth.
I just can't jump.
God. All right, listen. We have your shot to win your share of $100,000 at a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas.
Ooh.
We will take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
How do you win the money?
We'll tell you.
Oh, okay.
We'll tell you. But it is worth $3,800.
Yeah.
The name game.
This time it's up to $3,800. KLOS, who's this?
This is Dean.
Dean, you're caller 13.
Awesome.
That means you get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. We are up to
$3,800. $3,800, Dean.
And the last two guesses.
Like it's mine.
The last two guesses, I can tell you, are lead and neon.
Yeah.
So for $3,800, what's your guess?
I'll bet you $3,800 right now, Dean gets it wrong.
Wow.
I'm going to say iron.
Yeah! Pay up.
He's excited because you got it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Dean.
Bummer.
Sorry about that. They'll fake you out there with the excitement.
Yeah.
That's incorrect.
Well, I really wanted to say neon, but I didn't want to fool with the last caller call.
Yeah, that's true. With plutonium, yeah.
What's your sign? Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Try again.
No problem. Thank
All right.
you, guys.
All right, bye now.
See you, Dean.
So it'll be
$4,000
at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank tomorrow. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is filling in for Sluggo.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with the phones at this place.
I don't know.
They don't work.
Yeah.
I'd say they're 50-50.
Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, and that's what makes working here so much freaking fun. It's total roll of the dice, spin of the wheel, you know.
We are trying to do the KLOS $100,000 name game, but the phones are not working.
Phones aren't working, so for now, the temporary answer to our query is technical difficultium.
Right.
So,
we will try it twice next hour between 4 and 5.
That's provided the phones
work. Provided the phones work. We will try it twice in the next hour. Good luck to us all.